Ephesians chapter 5, and I again appreciate you being here in your place tonight in the house of God. We thank the Lord for that, and we want to try to look at God's Word tonight and a thought the Lord's been stirring our hearts since last night. I preached up outside of Durham, North Carolina last night and drove back this morning, and while I was sitting in the motel last night praying what the Lord had us preach tonight, knowing it's Valentine's Day, God just got stirring this thought in my heart, and I want to look at it tonight. Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll begin reading in verse 25. Now, I'll come back to this text another time. There's another message I'd like to preach out of the text, and maybe on down the road, the Lord will let us. But I'll look at something tonight God stirred in our heart and has given us for tonight. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. The Bible said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight one more time that we have to bow our head, call upon your name. Father, I stand here tonight in desperate need of your touch tonight. I pray, Lord, just stir up my heart. I touch these lips of clay by the Spirit of God, that I'd preach exactly that which you put upon our heart. Lord, if there's one in our midst tonight that does not know you as Lord and Savior, may this be the night, may this be the place that they call upon you and be saved. Lord, I pray, speak to us as your people. I stir up our hearts and we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 25, where I want to bring our thought from tonight, where the Bible said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I'm going to preach tonight, the Lord helping me, just a few minutes on the subject of the love of Christ. The love of Christ. I said, and you know, it being Valentine's Day, they got thinking about different verses that talks about the love of God and the love of Christ. And I am glad that God really loves us. Amen. I'm glad we don't have to hope that he loves us, but we know, amen, how the Bible tells us so. My friend, Christ going to the cross, tells us so. I'm glad that God has so loved the world. I told Tim this, I read something, it's been a few years back, but it stuck with me. It said God really loves us, but he didn't send candy, he sent flowers. The rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Hey, I'm glad that Christ really loves us. Amen. Hey, the love of Christ indeed, as one person said, is wonderful. Amen. Nothing like the love of Christ. Now, I was using some of these verses in Sunday school at the past Sunday, and I mentioned, as he said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. That's a pretty tall order to follow. Amen. Because there's nobody can love you like Christ does. Amen. And I got thinking about four things about the love of Christ, and I'll give them to you and let you go tonight. First of all, can I say this? The love of Christ is a sacrificial love. For it said, for husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. It is a sacrificial sacrificial love. Christ loved you and loved everybody, loved me, that he laid down his life, a ransom for sin. Hey, matter of fact, Jesus said, no greater love than a man lay down his life. Amen. And Christ has proved. Somebody may ask you sometime, how do I know that Jesus loves me? You tell me he's already proved that love at Calvary. Amen. Hey, he stretched out his hands. I guarantee you those Roman soldiers, they'd crucified thousands in their time, but they'd never crucified anybody like Jesus. Somebody wanting to go. Somebody willing to go. Amen. Christ had a sacrificial love for the world tonight. Oh, I'm glad for his love. Hey, Christ was, he willingly laid down his life, and Christ died that we could live. Amen. You see, that's one thing I try to stress along. Folks, I die for the cause of Christ. He ain't asking you to die. He's asking you to live. Amen. He died so you could live. Yes, sir. Hey, to live and have life more abundantly. Hey, the love of Christ is a sacrificial love. By the way, in the context of that verse, fellas, I believe that means we ought to be willing to lay our life on the line for our wife and our children. Amen. Hey, be willing to protect our families. Now, I'm going to make a statement. It makes a lot of folk nervous, but don't bother me. If someone broke in to my house and was going to do harm to my wife or my children, I'd put them in eternity if I could. Amen. I ain't being mean by that. I'm just saying God put me as the protector of that home, and sir, he did your home as well. Amen. Hey, Christ said that love ought to be a sacrificial love. Because that's what his is. Hey, we find the love of Christ is a sacrificial love. But secondly, let me say this. It is a sanctifying love. For in verse 26 and 27, it said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Hey, not only is the love of Christ a sacrificial love, but it is a sanctifying love. You see, Christ loved you enough to die for you, rise again, but he also loves you enough to not leave you in the mess he found you in. Amen. I'm glad that he saves that from sin. Get you out of it. Get you out of the hog pen. Amen. Hey, it is a sanctifying love. That word sanctify in verse 26 means to make holy, to purify or consecrate. You see, that's what the Lord wants for your life and for my life, that we're set aside for his honor and for his use. Amen. Hey, to be sanctified. His is a sanctifying love. It means to separate. This word sanctify also means to separate from profane things and dedicate to God. Amen. I want to tell you something. The Lord is not going to save you and let you run on in your sin. Amen. Bible salvation will get you out of that mess. Amen. Hey, he'll set you aside for himself. The Bible lets us know this. God's a jealous God. Amen. I've had people try to get upset in the world over that. And how in the world, God's holy, how can he be jealous? He is. Amen. Hey, there may be some things I can't explain everything about, but I'm going to tell you this. When he saved us, he bought us with his blood, and he has no intention of sharing us with this world. Amen. He wants us to come out from the world and be separate, not just isolated from the world. That ain't what he's looking for. He's wanting you to come unto himself that he can use you. Amen. Hey, that doctrine of sanctification is great. You ought not be afraid of that. Amen. It's a separation or a setting apart for holy and sacred purposes. Amen. Hey, aren't you glad he not only saved you, but he sanctified you? Amen. Hey, friend, tonight the love of Christ is a sacrificial love. The love of Christ is a sanctifying love. But then let me say also, thirdly, the love of Christ is a stirring love. And the Bible said down in verse 31, now notice this, it's for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife. They too shall be one flesh. What caused that? A stirring in the heart. Amen. Just as sure you fell in love with your wife, fell in love with your husband, that love stirred the place that you got married. That's right. Hey, can I say this? That love that Christ has for us stirs us up. Amen. I got looking back in the book of 2 Corinthians in particular. I got thinking about a verse there, a couple verses. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15, the Bible said, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. And rose again. Hey, let me just say time out and hit a sidebar of them verses. Sure sound like he died for everybody. Amen. It really sounded like everybody was lost. What do you think about that? Amen. He said, well, it's all in a man, and he died for all. Amen. And Paul said this, the love of Christ constraineth us. Man, I got studying that word constraineth today. Man, what a word. Now, there's a lot of definitions with it, but I'm just going to use just a few of them that throw out to you tonight. That word constraineth means a strait that forces a ship into a narrow channel. In other words, it's given cause and effect. Amen. You see, I'm walking in the narrow way because of the love of Christ. The world looks at us and says, man, why in the world do you live the way you live? And why do you go to church so much? And why do you do this and pray and read your Bible? The love of Christ, it's constraining. It's a cause and effect in our life. This word also means to urge. It means to compresses us, therefore keeps us irresistibly to one subject. It means to hold and to keep our station and duty as the soldiers are held and kept together under a banner. Amen. Hey, the love of Christ urges us on. Now, I have traveled for many years preaching, and someone's talked to me earlier, I said, preacher, it's not your years, it's the miles on you. I said, that's right. Hey, man, the year mile ain't too bad, but it's all them miles that's got racked up on it. Hey, man, I drove up there yesterday, preaching part of a missions jubilee at Wayside Baptist, and man, I went up there and excited to do that, and I drove a little over 3 hours up there and preached as hard as I could preach. I mean, just got with it, went back to the room. I stayed up a while and read and studied and meditated for tonight and some other messages for the weekend. And I got up early this morning and drove back, and my old body's been kind of dragging today. Matter of fact, I come in the office for a little while and told Brother Tim I'm going home to lay down. Amen. But you say, well, preacher, why don't you just have one of the boys preach tonight? The love of Christ. It's a urging me from the inside. Hey, there's something on the inside that drives me. I don't want to preach and wants to serve God and wants to bring glory to God. I believe it's so in every believer's heart tonight. Amen. Amen. We go when the body would say, I'm wore out. And others would say, don't do it. But the love of Christ is constraining us tonight. Oh, it stirs me up. That's why even tonight I get worked up, because it's the love of Christ been shed abroad in my heart. Amen. I like what one fella said. He said when he got saved, he said it's like liquid love poured inside of him. I can understand that. Amen. Hey, some of you here tonight, you didn't love nobody at church before you got saved. You had no use for the church. But ain't it amazing the moment you got saved? Amen. The love of Christ shed abroad in your heart, and the love of Christ began to constrain you. Now you love people. Amen. And by the way, and one of the number one proofs you're saved is you do love the brethren. Amen. That love is because the love of Christ is in our hearts. Oh, that love of Christ is a sacrificial love, is a sanctifying love, is a stirring love. Well, let me say this, it's a sure love. It's a sure love. Because you see, it never changes. Never. And I want to stress something to you, maybe a younger Christian in particular. You realize the Lord cannot love you more or less. That's right. His love is consistent. There's some folk that get taught, I've got to do, the Lord is disappointed. He probably don't love me no more. He loves you. That don't change. Amen. Boy, I'm glad of that. I'm glad that it's a sure love. It never changes tonight. Can I remind you this? It's not based on your crowd. Amen. Hey, have you ever had friends, well, you called them friends and they supposedly called you a friend, but if another crowd showed up, you just kind of left out? Ever had that happen to you? Everybody just began talking and you just kind of ignored? Can I tell you something? The love of Christ will never ignore you. Amen. Hey, he loves you. It don't matter what the crowd does. Hey, the love of Christ is not based on your circumstances. Amen. Boy, there's times you're up and things are good, and there's other times you're down. But God loves you when you're up or when you're down. And in between too. Amen. Hey, the love of Christ is a sure love. And I want to say this, as was said in that song we done just a moment ago, the love of Christ is not based on your conduct. Amen. Are you listening? Did you hear what preacher said right there? God's love and the love of Christ is not based on your conduct. Because you've got to remember something. He loved you before you ever loved him. When you wanted nothing to do with him, you weren't interested in hearing preaching, you weren't interested in anybody witnessing to you, Christ still loved you. Amen. And now that you're saved, you're still not perfect. Amen. Oh, this crowd think they're going to keep herself. Man, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't got the ability nor the power. Amen. Getting to heaven's not based on us. It's based on him. Amen. Hey, I've rested the keeping of my soul in the hands of the Lord tonight. Oh, his love is sure. You know what? Growing up, mama pet me and spoil me and love on me. And that's like she did my brothers. And that's hopefully your parents did you. But can I say something? Hey, sometimes I didn't make her too happy. Amen. She weren't smiling, swinging that switch. Amen. She was not saying, what a joy you are. Why, she's a switching me. But you know what? Her love never changed. She loved me, though she had to discipline me. That love was still there. By the way, that's why she did whoop me, is she loved me. She wasn't going to let me just go do any old way, live any old way. Hey, she wanted me to have some morals and some character about me. And hey, she told us, I'm talking real little, when we go visit, buddy, she told us that you're not going to embarrass us. You'll behave right. And we did. They, nobody had to put nothing up when we come to their house. Not one thing. Because we wasn't even breathing hard. We played as if they had kids, and we was respectful, and we didn't tear the place down. Amen. Why is that, preacher? Mama loved us enough to teach us some stuff. Amen. And if we happened to get out of hand, she'd deal with it. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for that. I'm glad for a love that encourages, but a love that corrects. Amen. But I want to tell you, listen to me. I want to stress it. Maybe for a younger Christian, your conduct. Now, he'll discipline you if he has to. But your conduct is not going to make him love you less. He still loves you like he always has. Amen. Hey, it is good to know that Christ loves us. Amen. Hey, just some simple thoughts I know tonight, but I think it bears in mind, be reminded, how much Jesus really loves you and really loves me. And it ain't based on the world, and it's not based on the religious world. Amen. He loves us. Amen. Tonight, again, it is a sacrificial love. It is a sanctifying love. It is a stirring love. And it is a sure love tonight. Oh, you may feel like you've bloated today or this week. And there's days we will have great victory. And there are some days that, man, we just don't do too good. Amen. That's right. I wish every day that the Lord could, you know, say, boy, he sure was pleasing today. But whether I am or whether I'm not, he still loves me. Now, they don't give me no license to do wrong. Don't you dare go out and say, that's what that preacher's preaching. I ain't preaching that. Because I'm going to tell you, he'll whoop you. He'll take you to the woodshed. Amen. Because here's the thing. All my sin was judged at Calvary, and yours was too, that are saved. It's judged, took care of. Anything else we do from there to the coming of the Lord, he'll work on that right here. You ain't going to get by. People don't get by saved. He deals with us. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this, even if he has to deal with me, still loves me. Still loves me. And here's another good thing is he don't love anybody in the family any more than anybody else. I've heard people say, and they say it jokingly, and I understand, boy, so-and-so's the Lord's pet. You heard somebody say that? They got a good prayer life, and boy, we're amazed by it. And we'll say, boy, they're the Lord's pet. The Lord doesn't have a pet. He has children. Amen? Maybe you'll get that after a while. He don't have pets. He has children. And he loves us all. Amen. And I'm thankful for that tonight. Father, take a thought tonight that we've tried our best to remind our people of. Lord, may it indeed stir up their remembrance, stir up their souls. Help them, Lord, in bringing glory to your name each and day. And Lord, may we tell others about the love Christ has and has shown to this old world by going to the cross. And Lord, we love you and we thank you again for everything that you've done. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes closed. I'm going to ask you to stand tonight. And we'll have a verse of invitation. Maybe tonight you know you're saved, but when you say, preacher, I fail the Lord. We all do. Maybe you just need to come and say, Lord, I'm sorry and help me. He'll do that, and you're still going to find he loves you. Maybe you just let the world beat you down the place. You kind of wonder, does the Lord even love me? Does he care about me? And the answer is he still loves you and he still cares about you. If you need the altar tonight, it's open while we sing. Yes, we have an invitation tonight. I am glad for the love of Christ. Brother Tim, you lead us in a verse of invitation, and let's sing it out. This altar's open. You need to come. You just step out and come, even on this Wednesday night. Amen. Somebody else has come. Whatever the need in your life.